You're listening to SBS News.
Section 230 of America's Communications Decency Act protects internet companies from liability over content posted by users, but also lets the firm shape political discourse. But US politicians at a US Senate hearing into the legislation are split over how they can hold the internet giants to account for what happens online. The chief executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Alphabet, the parent company of Google, all say the law is crucial to free expression on the internet. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Section 230 is the most important law protecting internet speech. And removing Section 230 will remove speech from the internet.
Alphabet's Sundar Pichai insists the companies have no political agendas.
Let me be clear. We approach our work without political bias, full stop. To do otherwise would be contrary to both our business interests and our mission, which compels us to make information accessible to every type of person, no matter where they live or what they believe.
And Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg insists that Section 230 not only encourages free expression on the internet, but protects companies like his from the kind of legal entanglements that prevent traditional media from publishing comments, for example, that could result in a libel action.
Right now, the discussion is focused on Section 230. Some say that ending 230 would solve all of the internet's problems. Others say that it would end the internet as we know it. From our perspective, Section 230 does two basic things. First, it encourages free expression, which is fundamentally important. Without 230, platforms could potentially be held liable for everything that people say. They'd face much greater pressure to take down more content to avoid legal risk.
The hearing comes after President Donald Trump repeatedly called for tech companies to be held accountable for allegedly stifling conservative voices. The senior Democrat on the panel, Senator Maria Cantwell, says the hearing would have been better if held in January after the presidential election. As it is, the law has little chance of being acted upon by Congress this year. The discussions became heated after Twitter's Jack Dorsey insisted that Twitter has no influence over elections. Twitter had initially barred distribution of the New York Post story on the son of Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden based on a laptop that supposedly belonged to Hunter Biden. The story claimed documents on the laptop were evidence of corruption, though this has not been substantiated. Republican Senator Ted Cruz said Twitter did not have the right to block the story.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Mr. Dorsey responded by accepting the companies had a trust issue as far as the public and politicians were concerned, but denied there was a political bias.
We're not doing that. And this is why I opened this hearing with calls for more transparency. We realize we need to earn trust more. We realize that more accountability is needed to show our intentions and to show the outcomes.
Democratic Senator Brian Schatz says he did not have any questions, calling the hearing nonsense, claiming that it had been set up to suit the electoral purposes of the Republican Party and to bully the tech companies.
I have plenty of questions for the witnesses on Section 230, on antitrust, on privacy, on anti-Semitism, on their relationship with journalism. But we have to call this hearing what it is. It's a sham. And so for the first time in my 8 years in the United States Senate, I'm not going to use my time to ask any questions because this is nonsense.
Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar accused tech companies of exploiting divisiveness to increase their profits at the expense of political discourse.
In fact, one of your researchers warned senior executives that our algorithms exploit the human brain's attraction to divisiveness. The way I look at it, more divisiveness, more time on the platform, more time on the platform, the company makes more money. Does that bother you, what it's done to our politics?
Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg disagreed.
We design our systems to show people the content that's going to be the most meaningful to them, which is not trying to be as divisive as possible. Most of the content on the systems is not political. It's things like making sure that you can see when your cousin had her baby.
But Senator Klobuchar wasn't to be diverted, insisting that some social media content had affected political debate badly.
That's not what I'm talking about, the cousins and the babies here. I'm talking about conspiracy theories and all the things that I think us, the senators on both sides of the aisle, know what I'm talking about. And I think it's been corrosive.
U.S. lawmakers are not the only ones pushing for reform. The European Union's Executive Commission is drafting a new Digital Services Act that, in addition to tackling market abuses by dominant platforms, would also address liability for harmful or illegal content. Alan Lee, SBS News.